And our next talk will present us liquid gold.
Good afternoon. I'm really pleased to be here. It's a pleasure to be participating in this conference. I'm a software engineer myself. I work in web development mostly, but I work in this project for 10 to 15 years, I guess, which makes it a long time. We got Samuel that's here that's part of the project as well, and David who couldn't come. I'm going to talk about Liquidso, which is an audio and video streaming language. What is Liquidso? Start with that. It's a language to create audio and video streams. So what I mean by video streams is not necessarily the media content, though we do that, but it's also everything that goes above that, which is the management of that content. Creating tracks, adding metadata, switching between different sources, encoding, sending to different destinations. Primarily, our first focus was Icecast and radio streaming. That's the historical background of the project, but we've been since then exploring a lot of different avenues. And it's important to remember it's a language. And so the big difference and the big advantage of the tool is that you have a flexibility that goes much beyond what configuration file would give you in a very declarative way. And as we're going to see at the end of the presentation, it's a very important feature because a simple thing to realize is that people want to build radios online, and they're like, oh, that's pretty easy. Just send some data, stream to an Icecast server, and you'll be done. And then you realize when you start wanting to add feature and have something that's nice, it's complicated. So here's a quick example. I'm going to give much more details about it at the end of the presentation, but that gives you right away what I'm talking about is a playlist of files, which is your music, a playlist of jingles that you want to play on the radio every five songs here, and you want to output that to Icecast. So you start with your radio as your playlist, then you add jingles with weights. So every four playlist file, you're going to have one jingle. You encode that in MP3, and you send that to an Icecast server. Should change the password on that. So it's programming tools to help the user. And remember that a thing that's important for us as a programming tool is that most of your user base, our user base, is not programmers' background. They are radio users. And so they want to be helped. They need support. They need to understand what is a programming language that most of them have never done it. And we will provide tools for that. And one of the first tools we do is verification of specific properties on a stream. One of them that's very important is, can a stream fail? Can you want a stream, and then suddenly you get nothing to stream, and you're like, wow, snap, I get to start my output. So here, typical example here that I put is that if you look at those playlists of files and jingles, the playlist might be empty. One of the files may not be able to be decoded. Maybe all the files cannot be decoded. And so at the end of the road on that Icecast output, you might reach a point where you're like, whoops, don't know what to play. So what we're going to do here is like we're going to fail on that script and say that source is failable. Most of the user will return that as a bug or is going to get them annoyed. But in reality, it helps them a lot because what they're going to have to do next is this. We're going to add a security. Single is a source that has one file instead of a playlist. And it repeats over that file. And because the path to that file is static, we're going to try to decode it when we start the program. We're going to realize we can decode that. We'll make one assumption, reasonable one, which is that the user is not going to delete the file. But that's all. And then from there, we're going to be sure that that stream that we've built is cannot fail, unfailable. Another thing that I'll show later is that we have static typing that's scattered for our users. It carries the source media content. It can tell you if you have unused variables. So most languages would do a warning if you have unused variables. We have chosen to make it an error because most of the users are not programmers, and so they're not going to realize that they might be doing something wrong if they have a variable that's dangling and not being used. Another typical example we have is time predicates. So most of the things you want to do with the radio comes with scheduling. You want to make sure that you have a certain place that goes on Monday at noon, something else that goes on the weekend. So we have time predicates in the language so that it's very easy to create a switch here between different time and day. So for instance, 8